You didn't really think the COVID hoax was over, did you? This new shot is stronger, deadlier, and causing the jabbed to shed more toxic material. And you're probably going to be inoculated with this poison, whether you consent to it or not, whether you step up for an injection or not, whether you know it or not. They're called self-spreading vaccines, and they're already a part of this mRNA technology. And remember the Johns Hopkins COVID tracker dashboard in 2020? All that was paid for and run by the Gates Foundation, heavily invested in this COVID hoax and everything else that came with it. This is the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, and you're about to enter Truth in Medicine. Welcome to the Dr. Jane Ruby Show on this Wednesday, October 26th, 2022. I'm your host, Dr. Jane Ruby, and I'm glad you're with me tonight. The new bivalent or multivalent, as it may very well be, booster shots for this fake pandemic are turning our environment into a dangerous, toxic, eventual kill zone. They're more potent, and some experts think the transference may be expedited through an already rich graphene-saturated population of all living things, including us. The intense pressure by government authorities to get this into your system over and over again is incredibly suspect. Biden spent $81 billion on doses that are already expired, on the shelves of many injection centers, pharmacies, and many were discarded as half-open vials, rather than waiting for the market of demand, which is clearly waning. But they're all doubling down. The liars at the CDC, this administration, and any other paid pharma shills. Reports are coming in that these new injections that are called bivalent, but like I said, they could have not only more than two mRNA materials in them. And what are they targeting? Has anyone even asked what they're targeting? How specific are they? Because no one can answer, because that's not what it's about. So as I've said, they could have many different things in them. And lots of experts are also questioning this in terms of, is it safe? And what will the outcome be when you mix different RNA codes? Where's the research? Where are the studies, the data? Well, they're certainly not going to be in humans, I can tell you that. Where's the information to mix different RNA codes for materials in the same shot, for example? And experts are asking if they should be mixed and co-transfected in a single shot, right? Remember, this is a transfection. This is an exchange, right? For one piece of that code into your base code. I feel like I'm living in a parallel universe, to be honest with you, when I watch, as I reported, both in the Takedown with Dr. Jane Ruby, which is a Saturday premium feature, and in my own show earlier this week, the founders, the husband-wife team, founders of BioNTech, right, who partnered with Pfizer to make billions on this whole sham, Ugur Sahin and his wife, Aslam Tarisi, now announcing that they're going to have an mRNA vaccine to cure cancer, their words, not mine, before 2030. So the question arises, is graphene oxide so prolific in our environment and probably in our bodies? Is it a conductor? Is it facilitating by conduction the transference of what we are experiencing as shedding, right? Good questions. And just to let you know, in the second segment after this, we're going to look at technologies that are being developed by teams and set up by the Gates Foundation in collaboration with its, and I don't use the term lightly, bitch university, Johns Hopkins in Baltimore. There's no doubt that the freshly injected are shedding more powerful materials than ever before. Why? We have a lot of pieces of evidence around that. We have, as I reported on Monday night, embalmers complaining of when they pull out these white clots from some cadavers, they're finding, as a new finding, that they are feeling sick immediately, nauseated, some vomiting, some feeling like they're retching and about to vomit, feeling generally sick and weak immediately upon pulling the fiber, the white fibrous clots from some. I don't want to make it sound, they're not reporting it's on every body, but it leads me to think that possibly they're changing up the formulation, right? If and by the way, the embalmer that I talked about on Monday night that I'm working with, Jennifer, says that the numbers in general of sudden death, people in young to middle age, are skyrocketing. It's so noticeable. It's undeniable now. And in addition to, and that was a huge report as well on her behalf, but the big news Monday night, and I urge you to go back and watch that. It's on Rumble, Rumble under the Stu Peters channel. Go back and watch that. That show, it's the first segment. The entire show is devoted to supporting it. But, you know, reporting now that when she's removing these white, when she finds the blockage, can't embalm, pulling out the white clots, that in some bodies, and it's all of the pieces that she's removing from that particular body are making her sick. She's thinking about coming on the show. If we can carefully disguise her voice and her obviously not going to show her face. So if that's the case, it'll be a richer discussion than me just relaying my private interviews with her. But I think she feels that it could be getting close to the time, and she wants to explain so that people know. One of the other things that Jennifer mentioned, which I thought was fascinating, is she said, you know, as an embalmer or a funeral director, we can't always go to the, we especially as an embalmer who's working for a funeral home or for a corporate group, we can't on our own, she said, just, I don't know why, but she said, can't go to the family and say, listen, your loved one had these white fibrous clots. This could have been part and parcel of what took them down. So she said, but if the family comes to us or says to the funeral director, because they can be two different roles, they can be the same person, depends on what their, you know, it's their specialties, but they can overlap. But anyway, she said, if they ask the funeral director to speak to the embalmer after we take care of their family, their loved one's body, they will connect us. And if they ask us, she said, we can tell them. We can tell them everything that they want to hear, but you have to go to them. And I said to her, you know, that's pretty amazing. I think I want to really make a serious point of mentioning that on the show. And I believe I mentioned it on Monday when I was breaking her story, but I want to repeat it. Since we're talking about this evidence around, there are different pieces of evidence around the fact that these boosters are more potent, somehow more deadly. They have other things in them, things we don't know about yet. And it's going to be interesting. We're going to connect Jennifer with Mike Adams and his lab, and we're going to get a comparison analysis. He has consented, but it's going to take a while. So please be patient, but we're going to get a comparison analysis between the first clot material that Mike from another embalmer and Jennifer's. Okay, so stay tuned for that. But there are pieces of evidence coming, and this is one of them, where all of a sudden, after a year and a half to 2 years of these embalmers, you know, saying that the history has been, they started seeing it in the middle of 2021, and it started rising in frequency and numbers at the end of 2021 and certainly through 2022. But all of a sudden, she and some of her staff are reportedly feeling ill and sick. And some of the symptoms are overlap with the shedding report symptoms. So anyway, that's one area. And so you have to assume that the environment is becoming saturated with this poison. I mean, people who've taken these shots, who knows what they're excreting from their feces and their urine? You know, it's who knows what is contaminated in that excrement or urine, right? And we have some nuts out there saying, drink your urine. Well, you better analyze it first if you're in that crowd for that. Doesn't even make sense. I'm going to jump around a little bit, but my main concern in this segment is the contamination, if you will, very toxic materials in our environment. Maybe that's the intent. We'll have to see. I wanted to call your attention to, well, we'll talk about the, there's an article I want to bring to your attention. So don't forget, by the way, Trump's 2019 executive order, because one of the things we haven't talked about before, but we've kind of, you know, danced around, is that by signing that EO, he basically released gene editing. You know, woo, it's a free-for-all in gene editing. Knock yourselves out. You don't even have to test it in humans. And he opened the door to CRISPR, Cas9 gene editing, which had previously been prohibited. And it was in there. It was in Fauci's testimony in December of 2019 to the House Energy Committee, the Subcommittee on Investigations and, and Oversight. And he said, mRNA platforms, self-assembling nanoparticles. He unleashed it. And if he didn't know, he should have known. And he should have investigated it first. And EO is powerful. It also blended together all of the alphabet agencies, which is why they're all collapsed now into one under the DOD, which is all and also under the HHS, which responds now to the DOD. I want to bring your attention to an article, a recent article in the Wall Street Journal, an editorial entitled The Bivalent Booster Boondoggle. You can take a look at the title page here. They rightfully question this runaway, health bureaucracy after the agency formerly known as the FDA authorized this multi-mRNA poison for Pfizer and Moderna for use in children and babies. Forget the fact that there is no pandemic. Forget the fact that there's no evidence, even with a fake PCR, that any kind of flu is rampant. Wake up. Those of you out there who don't quite get it yet, and maybe someone's asked you to watch this, use your common sense. Unless, of course, as Todd Callender has said, you've been affected by some of the materials in these shots and your frontal cortex, which is your center of logic and executive function, executive thinking, sorting problems out, is damaged. Forget that hundreds of millions of doses, by the way, also of this poison have already gone out into the American population. And the journal also expresses concern about the wasting of 80 million doses that expired, right? They were half open vials, and how were they disposed? Does anybody know? Has anybody tracked it? Has anybody filed adequate reports of biohazard disposal? You never hear about that, right? The Wall Street Journal also estimates that about 20 million Americans, I don't know where they get these numbers. Every time I see a number, it's different, but for the sake of conversation, the journal estimates that about 20 million Americans have received these new bivalent boosters, but less than 10% of those completed the two dose. So these bureaucrats, clearly taken over by a deadly operation of intelligence agencies and the DOD, are draining our assets, our resources, and our nation's wealth, right? Purchasing, which seems to be a common theme, as current reports from the UK and Canada indicate that those leaderships are buying 3 to 4 times the amount that would be needed if it was a real vaccine compared to their actual population. I mean, it's just really insane. I wanted to also, before we move to the next segment, I also wanted to share with you this picture too is an article. Obviously, it's going to be skewed. It's CNN Health, but I want to call it to your attention. It says, COVID-19 vaccine study links side effects with greater antibody response. Now, I could go into the weeds and share with you, you know, how was this study done? What was the design? But it doesn't really matter. The point is, the propaganda is hitting you from all different sides. You know, if you get a bad, if you get a bad result, you know, the worse your reaction, you get severe, fever, and you can't sleep and you can barely walk across the room. The worse it is, the better your immune system's reacting. There's no proof of that. That was a bogus study. The media and these authorities who approved the bivalent two mRNAs that have never been tested in humans, no idea what the effect is of putting them together and how do they each target two different things on eight mice? You're going to take their advice that the worse your symptoms are, don't worry, the worse you feel, the sicker you are after your shots, the better it's working. Do you know what a dupe that is to those of us who understand the basics of immunology and artificial immunology through vaccines? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Just a little common sense should make people pull back. What's happened to your gut instinct? Many of you traded it in long ago. I don't know whether you were injured as a child. Many people in society are injured. They're told, I don't care what your gut feeling. You do what I say, when they're little. Or maybe you had a trauma, an assault when you were very young, maybe sexual assault, and you learn not to trust your gut. But just a little bit of gut. By the way, the way you get your gut back is you start listening to it. You take chances on it. Because it never goes away. It's God-given. But a little bit of gut will teach you something's wrong. Something's wrong. Okay, before we move on to the next segment, where I'll be looking at self-spreading vaccine technology. And again, by the time they put this out in an article, it's already in there. I want you to just for a moment consider how sending billions of dollars to this phony war in the Ukraine and burying us in national debt from this crazy administration that's been overtaken by the Marxists is doing nothing to, stop the inflation here and help us. If you've got more than $50,000 saved for retirement and that you can't afford to lose, and who could, heed the warnings of the experts. Do something to protect yourselves now. Thousands of Americans are using an IRS loophole to protect the retirement savings that they've spent years building up from all that's going on. I urge you to call 855-791-2619 and talk to the folks at Goldco to get a free IRS loophole kit so that you can learn more about how to best protect your retirement savings. You can even get $10,000 in free silver for doing it. Call Goldco today at 855-791-2619 and get your free kit. That's 855-791-2619. When I return, I'm going to show you the stunning proof that Bill Gates has basically financially running and taken over the Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. And guess what, Johns Hopkins? I don't care if you're offended and you want to deny it. You are getting, and you have gotten over the last 10, 15, 20 years, traceable hundreds of millions of dollars. When you have an entity like the Gates Foundation or any entity showering you with millions, tens, hundreds of millions of dollars, you get pretty drunk on it. And I'm going to show you Gates's plan for 15 new technologies that he arrogantly believes he's going to impose on humanity. Does becoming a billionaire or a trillionaire, since when does that give you the right to decide what's going to happen? What your fellow humans should be doing? Who are you? Not even, like I said, not even, it's without your consent, but even more audacious is without your knowledge. That's treating you like an animal. That's treating you like an animal. All right, important message coming up. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Well, the show is brought to you by Danette May and Mindful Health, LLC, featuring Danette May's top superfood product from her Earth Echo food line, Cocoa Bliss. Nothing feels better than being able to enjoy rich, smooth, creamy chocolate and knowing you're doing something good for your body. They start with 100% organic cocoa beans that are naturally kissed by the sun, maintaining its miraculous health benefits. Then they blend it with turmeric, MCT oil, coconut, Himalayan sea salt, cinnamon, and black pepper for the perfect blend to make you feel the best you have ever felt. Fall in love with a truly decadent, healthy, guilt-free chocolate, removing your cravings, facilitating weight loss, boosting your energy, and reducing inflammation with one simple drink. It's friendly to paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegan, and vegetarian diets. They're offering up to 15% off when you use the promo code RUBY. Go to earthechofoods.com and use the discount code RUBY for your 15% off. Well, delivering truth is often thankless, frequently ugly, and it's the red pill that's hardest for people to swallow. But it's truth, and it's important because it's empowering. If you don't know what's really happening, how will you be able to overcome it? I thought it was important for all of you to know, now that you've seen in segment one, how dangerous these bivalent shots are and how much more dangerous they're going to become as they ramp up this technology inside this operation. Remember, all regulatory barriers have been cleared. I never thought I'd hear myself say that. There are no regulatory barriers. There are no regulatory protections. From someone who spent her entire career, almost her entire career, working with those, planning for them, writing hundreds of protocols, executing the studies, determining, setting the analysis, the stats required to get at what we needed, and then participated in the interpretation with other scientists. I'm not just a reporter of medical issues or a show host around medical issues. I'm your canary in the mine. And I know that this is not just the pharmaceutical companies doing this, because I know how they work. One of the most profound things I could warn you about and tell you is that all regulatory protections are gone. They've been cleared by many presidents. They've been cleared by your Congress. They've been cleared by your leadership, your former government leadership. And I don't mean the Trump administration. I mean, whatever was in place at any given time is not there anymore. Right now, we are living in the nightmare of a pharmaceutical wet dream. But it's for other purposes. But I need to break down some of these things to help you see how much danger we are all in. As you will see in this segment I'm dedicating to, the Gates Foundation basically owns Johns Hopkins University. And don't kid yourself, many other universities and agencies and entities. But for the purposes of our discussion tonight, you need to understand, when you are giving hundreds of millions of dollars over many years, you own. You know what it's like to, you know how incredible it is to own a university? You can control what they do. You can control what they study. You can control what they scientifically publish. You can control a lot. Now, if you've heard of, you've probably heard of Event 201, that simulation. Well, if you don't know by now, you should know, you will know, that the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security and partnership, in partnership rather, with the World Health, World Economic Forum, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they actually all together hosted Event 201, which was, as it was described, a high-level pandemic exercise. And it was held on October 18th, 2019, in New York City. So I want to show you how deep this ownership of a university is, the implications. So what resulted from that meeting was a series of plans, including the COVID tracker, you know, that worldwide map with all the ever-increasing red bubbles exploding everywhere that scared the you-know-what out of everybody. And it was meant to. You'll learn more about that in the next section. It was developed by one of Gates' minions, who, by the way, just last month got a prestigious scientific award for her contribution to mass genocide. If you look at the Johns Hopkins University website, there's a document entitled Technologies to Address Global Catastrophic Biological Risks. What inspired this? I mean, that was my first question. Had to be for a purpose. And this is a, you can download this as a PDF document. You see the title page here, right? With all the pretty colors and the globe in someone's hand and with all the technical stuff inside the globe. How did they have the foresight to know that there could be a catastrophic event at any given moment when organisms really don't proliferate or mutate that quickly in life? When they ignored all aspects of natural immunity and God-given protections? Well, I highly recommend that you read this document because it's what they think they have planned for you. They claim that the purpose of the project was to highlight some promising classes of technology. It all sounds so, you know, sweet little, you know, innocent. But what they really mean and what they really intend to do is develop technologies that are in line with globalism, a one-world government, and a one-world health response, no matter where you are on the planet. Lockdown for one is lockdown for all. Forced injection for one is forced injection for all. The reason they're so obsessed with infectious disease is because it's the portal of entry to execute on their global mission. Now, I don't have the bandwidth to go through the details of this document on the show, but I urge you to read it. It's not that long. And we'll post the link to it underneath the show description here. But first, let's take a look at how saturated Johns Hopkins is and how they have, without a doubt, become Bill Gates's university bitch. And picture, in picture two, rather, let's take a look. Picture two. You can see the headline here. The Gates Foundation gives Johns Hopkins $20 million gift to the School of Public Health for, watch this, Population Reproductive Health Institute. Okay, picture three. Here's another headline from Philanthropy News Digest. Isn't that so nice? They're trying to do such good things for the world, philanthropy. Gates Foundation awards $40,000. This is how this, as far back as 2003, this son of a bitch was feeding this operation. Gates Foundation awards $40 million to Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. The university announced this, and it announced in 2018. One more. I've got to show you this. It announced itself. The Bloomberg, there's another scary name for world domination and somebody with too much money on his hands. The Bloomberg School Program awarded $20.5 million from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to focus on, ready? Urban youth. You know, the urban youth of color that they experimented on here and overseas. Anyway, urban youth and reproductive health. Because we sure as hell don't want those youth of color, right? Procreating. So this is actually picture number one, right? That shares with you this excerpt from the document. I can't go through the whole document, but I thought this was really important, right? Take a look at this excerpt that I've chopped out here. Technologies to address global catastrophic biological risk. Okay, so there are five areas here, bulleted, that this supposed group of experts, the Gates Commission and its little project, identified 15 technologies and grouped them into five broad categories, they say, are relevant to public health preparedness. We've got to be prepared because anything can happen. So the first is disease detection, surveillance, and situational awareness. And the thing that jumps out here for me is drone networks for environmental detection. Are you kidding me? This is going to justify these drones saturating the sky, watching what you're doing. No, I don't want you to surveil me because you're making sure the environment's safe. See that word safe? I'll keep myself safe. Secondly, look at the second bullet point, infectious disease diagnostics. Okay. Third, distributed medical countermeasure manufacturing. You know, your fake medications are going to be 3D printed. I don't know how that works. How do you do quality control? Fourth bullet point, medical countermeasures distribution, dispensing, and administration. And what jumps out at me here are a couple of heinous things like self-spreading vaccines, ingestible bacteria for vaccination. Well, maybe they will use it on the lettuce. I stand corrected, but it's still going to have to be inside something that will completely escape not only your gastric juices, one of which is hydrochloric acid that can burn a hole through stainless steel, but also the portal circulation. And you can look that up. That's a not very well-known system outside of medicine and nursing that is responsible for protecting you from poisons, sort of in a backdoor way. They also list here self-amplifying mRNA vaccines. Wait a minute. Self-amplifying? Amplifying means to broaden out, to grow out. White fibrous clots, just replicating themselves over and over and over again, replicating their size, amplifying themselves. And If that isn't all scary enough, drone delivery to remote locations. So figure it out. Is a drone going to come into my yard and shoot a dart at me with the mRNA poison bioweapon that I declined? I want to focus in the last few minutes that we have left on the self-spreading vaccines, because I think this is part and parcel of what's going on with the shedding right now and how it's ramped up and people are they're reporting stronger reactions and more severe shedding symptoms when they're around the jabbed, especially those they know are newly boosted jabbed. So here's how it works. Self-spreading vaccines, and this is coming from their documentation. Self-spreading vaccines are genetically engineered, they say. They say they're viruses that are genetically engineered, but honestly, it could be bacteria. It could be any organism that they design to move through the population. And the way it's supposed to work is it's going to move through the population in the same way that an infection or infectious disease spreads, you know, around the population. So respiratory, you know, touching things, touching your eyes. I mean, you know, you can't, living normal life, you can't avoid it. But rather than causing disease, because we're going to believe everything they say, right? They claim they can use this as protection, just like they claim the mRNA vaccine is a vaccine that protects you, while millions are dropping dead. They claim the vaccines have genetic material from a pathogen added to them that stimulates the creation of antibodies. There are always antibodies on the inside. What's going to protect me on the outside of that wall? That's why your immune systems, those of you who've taken the shots, are tired. They're worn down. They're degraded. They're fighting uphill against something they can't even get to. But how do they know they're not taxing my immune system? They claim that while they initially will use them for wildlife populations, you gotta laugh. They're liars after everything they put us through in the last 2 years. So they claim they're going to start using them for wildlife populations where they can't get in, you know, tricky areas to get all the animals inoculated. You know, maybe there's poor infrastructure, high cost, or, you know, not a lot of resources. And then they say the idea is to eventually, you know, like it's no big deal, then possibly vaccinate a small proportion of the population of humans. You know, those idiots who did walk up and, I want my shot. I'm getting my vaccination. Look at me, you know, posting their things, you know, big proud thing on social media. They just need a few of them. And I always kind of suspected that. Because those smaller numbers of people, they say, will spread the vaccine to other animals they encounter, but really they mean humans. By touch, these are their words, by touch, by sex, by nursing, or breathing the same air. Now, do you want to still keep asking me questions? If this gets passed in breast milk, and should you be concerned if your daughter who took the jab and had a baby is breastfeeding right now? You're damn right you should be concerned. You're damn right. It's all getting through, and they know it. They know it. They mentioned it. They mentioned it in the protocol and the investigator's brochure. Inhalation and skin-to-skin contact. It was a reportable serious adverse event. And they proclaim this is so great by saying that these gradually, through human interaction, will be built up population level. Just let the masses procreate, you know, hang out and have their parties. And they're probably doing that right now, which is why they dropped all mandates and the restrictions and the limitations on group events. Lastly, there's an article here I want to bring up from the journal. It's called The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists. And the title is Scientists Are Working on Vaccines That Spread Like a Disease. What Could Go Wrong? And they acknowledge here, and I agree with them, that self-spreading vaccines could indeed entail serious risks. And the prospect of using them, I mean, it's incredibly challenging. Let's look at some of those really quickly. Like for example, who decides where and when a vaccine should be released? You think you're bothered by chemtrails? It's going to be directly over your head. You're not going to have a choice. You have to stop this now. This all has to be shut down now. Once released, some of my concerns are there's no control over that material. If it's organic, it could mutate. If it jumps species, could it cross borders? Is there any way to stop it if you want to, or get it out of the person before you put something in that's irreversible? This is what's known as unexpected outcomes and unintended consequences on steroids. And how do you even begin to weigh any supposed benefits against those risks? And after the 8-rat study that allowed a double mRNA dose poison to be given to babies and children, you think they're going to show you decent studies that this actually gets into the actual targets of infection, or that your immune system is working with it properly and it's been appropriately reached? I'll answer that. You won't, and you don't. Because this is a depopulation program. It's an imposed fertility program for generations to come. And it's a bastardization of the human genome, plain and simple. May God have mercy on all of us. And in closing, many thanks to my sponsor, Mike Lindell, at MyPillow.com. He's been with us forever, and he's been with the Dr. Jane Ruby Show since day one, since the beginning. Thank you, Mike, to you and your incredible company and your staff that I work with every day. Don't forget to use the promo code Ruby for over 60% off on all kinds of beddings, towels, and sheets. And don't forget the newest store, MyStore.com. For all of your everyday needs for the kitchen, the bathroom, the yard. And again, it's mystore.com. Don't forget to use the promo code Ruby for huge savings in both stores. In the next segment, we're going to look at the despicable scientist who led the way to develop that scary COVID-19 tracker with all the red bubbles, that Bill Gates-funded project. So the whole time, he was controlling those numbers. When I return in a moment. It's hard to overstate how important magnesium is for your health and well-being. In fact, magnesium deficiency can increase your risk of all illnesses. And you might not know that there are 7 different types of magnesium the body needs. BioOptimizers has the solution. Their supplement is specially formulated to dramatically improve your overall health, from reducing stress to improving sleep and boosting your energy levels. Go to magbreakthrough.com and use the code Ruby for 10% off. Don't wait to be deficient. Just go to magbreakthrough.com. Code Ruby. Well, remember that scary looking worldwide map called the COVID tracker on the Johns Hopkins University website in 2020? Well, it was kicked off by a team of engineers led by a bought and paid for minion of the university and the Gates Foundation named Lauren Gardner. Gardner was very proud of the tool she developed, and she had to know that it was fake and that it was propaganda. Why? Because it was based on what we now know is a fake PCR test. All the numbers that were being fed into the dashboard, and you can see it here in picture. Let's bring up picture 2. Remember these scary bubbles across the world? They were bright red, and they would get bigger and bigger, and they would encompass more and more land mass, keeping people in fear, holding their breath, checking it every morning, praying that it wouldn't spill over into their continent, or once it did, into their country or their cities. Well, this tracker, along with so many other programs funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, are at the forefront. As you learned in segment two, in such detail, the Gates Foundation has given hundreds of millions of dollars to Johns Hopkins in addition to so many other universities and organizations. He's basically running his little part of the world and aiding and abetting this DOD intelligence operation. And he needed this tool because it was the main method of manipulating the population to maintain fear, control, and tyranny, and to align with the false narrative, to bolster it, that there was a public health emergency. And Lauren Gardner, let's make sure she's famous, a professor of engineering who proclaimed to be so benevolent. Wow, she did such a great thing. She was at the forefront of putting this tool of manipulation together, and she launched it. And I want to share with you a tweet that she put out. This was in January of 2020. She knew what was going on. We were just hearing snippets, right? There were a couple of situations in China and maybe, you know, elsewhere in the country, right? She posts this tweet. We are tracking the 2019 nCoV spread in real time. Cases and locations can be viewed here. Data available for download. Oh, she was real proud of what she did. And if this isn't bad enough, you should know that another slap in the face in all this is that Professor Gardner, who knows that she helped facilitate the lies all over the world that resulted in the mass genocide, just got a prestigious scientific award. Just, I believe it was last month, September, she won the 2022 Lasker Bloomberg Public Service Award, America's top biomedical research prize. Not sure how much money she walked away with for her little booty for killing millions of people worldwide through her tool, which kept them indoors, which ended up resulting in lockdowns and destruction of the middle class and small businesses. But Gardner and her team of Chinese, interesting, right? Graduate students, right? We've got Ralph Barrick, as I taught you last Saturday on the Premium Takedown with Dr. Jane. We've got Ralph Barrick teaching the Chinese how to use his seamless ligation method to hide the man-made fingerprint on gain of function on organisms. And now we've got Lauren Gardner from Johns Hopkins and her team of Chinese graduate students who were most definitely exempt from the shots. Oh yeah, you didn't know that? Yeah. All 800,000 Chinese students in the United States were exempt. Yeah, they were exempt. Wonder why. Anyway, they together proudly created the COVID-19 pandemic dashboard that became the world's most trusted source for what they claim was reliable, real-time data about the fake pandemic. And what they said about her when she accepted her reward was she forged a new expectation for readily accessible information that's timely, detailed, and accurate. Let me translate that. She's created a tool that, unless stopped and laughed at, if it ever pops its ugly head again, can forever manipulate and frighten the population into complying with tyranny. Let's take a listen to this short video where the criminal, Bill Gates, explains how wonderful this tool is. Take a listen.
As well as testing people to know who's sick with COVID, we need to actually look at the virus and see if a new variant is emerging. This map shows different COVID-19 variants over time. We need to see that change in variants very quickly. That lets scientists figure out what tools are working and where to focus resources. Today, over 100 countries are collaborating to take that sequencing data and upload it to see the variant trends.
We have been sequencing pathogens for the past 3 years. When COVID-19 hit, we felt like all that sequencing work was a practice to fight this new war. We test by day, sequence by night. It's hard work, requires long hours, but we have to do it to ensure that local data are incorporated into vaccine designs and policy decisions. We analyze every individual virus and then upload all that data into global databases in real time, where we can compare them to other viruses being sequenced all over the world. We are adding both to local and global knowledge.
That's the work of Lauren Gardner, who shouldn't be awarded or lauded or congratulated. She should be indicted for crimes against humanity. I mean, am I living in a different parallel universe here again? This person and her team in Johns Hopkins, which is so drunk on Gates Foundation money, they created a tool to dupe you, to fool you, to give you scary visuals that this thing was taking over the world. And so it was such a red herring, you know, that you couldn't focus on anything else. The world couldn't focus on anything else. They took this as, you know, sacrosanct. Well, they must know what they're doing. This is the Johns Hopkins University, right? World class academic setting. Excellence in research and education and medical treatment. No, not really. It's a very overly paid organization at the beck and call of these pharmaceutical companies and these operatives like Bill Gates and the Bill Gates and Melinda Gates Foundation that is just, you know, seeding millions and millions and millions of dollars. That's why you always follow the money. So you know. Want to know who's real and who's not? Follow the money. Because as you learned as a child, your parents paid the bills, so they called the shots. That never changes. That's like a law of physics. He who pays calls the shots. And in this case, he who pays big, or she who pays big, owns you. That's not an independent institution, just like the University of North Carolina. And they know it. They know. They know they're not independent. They know they're there, you know, like a puppy, right? What do you want me to do next, master? What else? Another 10 million? You got it. What do you want? You want a building with your kid's name on it, Gates? You want us to, you know, put out a study that says what you want it to say? Wow. That much money? There's no way they're not doing everything and anything that Gates and all of the other members of the cabal that he's intertwined with, that it all doesn't feed into. The goals of controlling you. And look, I don't think it's going into, I really don't think right now it's going to go into another it's a pandemic of Ebola or this one or that one. No, they got enough people jabbed. They're going to use what I call the carrot, which is why you see the founders, the husband and wife team of Despicable Serpents, now saying, we're going to have in a couple of years, we're going to have a vaccine to cure cancer. You know, people are going to run in droves. If you've ever sat across the desk or on the phone with somebody, medical person telling you that your biopsy was positive for cancer in that moment, and I've had it done, I've experienced it twice. I know the fear that grips you. You want to survive. What do you want me to do? I'll do anything. A vaccine? It'll cure me? Wow, that's powerful. Cure me? Remember traditional vaccines? How does a vaccine cure you if you already have cancer, right? Start to look at this stuff. Step back. Use your frontal cortex. Use your common sense. Use your gut. It's important. It's important. I want to thank my sponsor for the third segment. Great people at Triad Air. With these increasing dangers and more intense poisonous materials in the boosters, people are going to be shedding. They are shedding right now and poisoning the environment even more. You've just got to do the best you can to keep up with it. It's more important than ever before that you consider getting the Triad Air purification unit for your home to keep everyone safe in terms of the clean air, reduction in allergies, and improving the effects or getting rid of them altogether, as some people report, from shedding, which is going to ramp up. You can also get smaller products for the dorm room, your individual treatment room, if you're a massage therapist or a hairdresser, something like that. And don't forget the personal shield to take with you everywhere you go. I keep it charging near my purse, and it goes with me. Go to filterssuck.com. That's filters with an S, suck, filterssuck.com. And don't forget to use the promo code Ruby for 10% off and free shipping. That's it for tonight's show. Thank you all for walking this journey with me, for supporting me with your prayers, your donations, and your love. God bless you all, and I'll see you on Friday.